I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So I'm told now that Tom is in trouble at the Capitol, Dave. That is. He has to, because he was sneaking into some offices and sneaking into some meetings. So now he's to carry on a boombox with the Hauser Man song playing, kind of like a bell and a cat.
Is this the same boombox he carried through the streets of Boston doing the 5K?
Yeah. How has it worked out carrying around the boombox?
Well, I've got very strong shoulders at this point. So
impressive.
That is one side benefit of that. Now, I thought that breaking news thunder was because they've reached a budget agreement at the Capitol. No.
That's why you're here. Have you been to Camden Yards, by the way?
I have, and I was there in 1999, and my two oldest kids were like, oh, God, how old were they, 5 and 3? And it was almost a form of child abuse. It was like 102 degrees.
Yeah, it's steamy.
At game time in the middle of July.
Get them a beer. They'll be fine.
This was after we had toured Washington, D.C.
They'll be okay.
Dragging these little kids around. And
that is child abuse, actually.
Staying for all nine.
I mean, honestly, they're 5 and 3. They don't appreciate the monument or the memorial. Now, hey, we're going to Bogan. Must be a dome, and we got a dome back home. And it's sunny, not a breath of wind. It's 103. You should have been arrested at this point.
My kids understand that they only had to stay until beer sales stopped. So that was middle of the seventh inning, kids, and then we're out of here.
Oh, that's very good. I have not had a chance to attend Camden. Think about what
Camden is. Beautiful, even though it's one of the older,
right,
new fangled stadiums. It is still, now it looks, it's looked historic ever since they built it.
Right.
But now it's really starting to have that feel to it, like it's been there forever.
It started everything, right?
I believe, yeah. It was one of those that, I mean, that's why Target Field is the way Target Field is. You couldn't just build, the cookie cutters like Three River Stadium and Riverfront and the old Comiskey.
Right.
I think
the new Comiskey is the whatever we're calling
US
bank
regular, whatever they call it.
That's the last one.
Yeah, that was the last cookie cutter one, and which is too bad because Chicago now has gorgeous Wrigley Field and then a cookie cutter.
Oh, Dave, go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Wrigley's a dump.
It's not. It's not.
But it's a historic dump.
Still a dump.
I think, as someone who's attended it many times when it was a dump and then attended it 2-3 years ago, I think they've improved it quite a bit.
Lipstick on a pig.
I don't think it's
a less dumpier dump.
Yeah. I mean,
but they have
Williams Arena, that's a dump.
Great bars in the neighborhood. Let's do not undersell that.
Just place. A couple.
Murphy's and Murphy's bleachers. Oh, come
we'll
on!
Be
they
here.
Drink around there.
We'll be here forever.
You can get a cold beer in the Wrigley Field area, from what I understand. I saw Chad and Dave. This will not surprise you. You may recall 2 years ago, I saw Bruce Springsteen at Wrigley Field on the field. It was
That's pretty good. Go ahead, Dave. Yep. Go ahead. Chime in again on this one, Dave. Yeah, no, wait for it. Just go ahead.
Bruce Springsteen playing in a dump. I would have lasted about 8 minutes.
Yeah. He also doesn't like Bruce Springsteen. This guy doesn't like Wrigley Field, doesn't like, wait for this one, bananas, and doesn't like Bruce Springsteen. He should be sucked off the planet. I mean,
he should go out for a beer. We have so much in common.
I mean, are there three people on the planet who don't like Wrigley, don't like bananas, and don't like Bruce Springsteen?
Not all three. You have a lot of people who might not like one or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
Of those.
Not all three.
Not all three.
That's why he's so nervous today on Friday the 13th. God knows what could happen to him. Okay, so if you could only see, if you're touring D.C. and you could only go to two places, Tom Hauser, where would you go?
Wow, I would go to the U.S. Capitol building.
Yep.
And I would go to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, those are really good. Those are way up there.
You know what I used to love, and sadly they moved it, the museum.
Yes.
It was so cool, right near the Capitol. And one of the old, you know, the Hubbard Broadcasting had the original satellite trucks.
Yeah.
They had our original satellite truck in the lobby of that building. But then they had neat artifacts, not just, you know, news-making equipment, but the objects of news stories. They had Ted Kaczynski's cabin, you know, that one where he wrote his manifesto out in the middle of nowhere. They reconstructed it inside the museum.
Wow.
And they had one of the antennas from the World Trade Center in there. I mean, it was just...
Really cool.
It was so cool. So they've downsized it. And they moved it somewhere, and so I haven't been to the new one. But the old one, it didn't last that long. It was maybe there for 20 years, but I thought it was really cool. But of course, I'm a news junkie nerd.
Yeah,
so
you're a nerd. Okay, before we get to the local stuff, the president leading a delegation through the Middle East. I think it's very interesting. There's a certain country he's not stopping in. That would be Israel. We're going to talk about that a little bit. Tom Friedman is on the show tomorrow. But Donald Trump today said that Mohammed bin Salman is the best partner the United States has. MBS. And Saudi Arabia, the best partner the United States has. The floor is yours, Tom Hauser. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, no opinions on the news, you know that, but I will tell you the history of Saudi Arabia funding some terrorists in the past.
Yeah.
Qatar funding Hamas.
Yep.
I'm just saying those things are out there. You know, I don't get to pass judgment on the
okayed
news, you know,
carving up Jamal Khashoggi. It's nuts. It's absurd. It's butt-kissing when he wants to make money. England, nope. Canada, nope. MBS and Saudi Arabia. It's done. Okay, along the same lines, will the president end up using the plane from the Qatari government? What is your guess? He's getting, obviously, pushback from the left, but surprisingly strong pushback from the right. He normally does not give a damn about criticism about the final results. He's very thin-skinned, but normally still will do what he's going to do. I think he's going to get it. That's my guess. What do you think?
My guess is that he will not. There is so much pressure on this. As you said, even from very conservative members of Congress in the Senate and the House saying, you just can't do this. It's not about it. I mean, we have a big deficit, but it's not like we're so desperate for money we need other countries to give us planes.
No.
But to get a plane where you have so little control over the security of that plane, who knows what kind of, you know, hardware gets installed on it.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
From where it comes from.
You can't do it.
There's just, that's a side point. The other point is any country trying to buy favor from the United States, and that's clearly what this is, is just, it's so antithetical to anything that we, that this country has ever stood for.
Yes.
That I just think ultimately he is going to say thanks, but no thanks. I'm too much pushback at home.
Yeah. It's a violation. Violation, the clear-cut violation of the Constitution, and the idea that he wouldn't use the plane, it would just go right to the library, I don't buy that for a second. Let's pause. Tom's covering negotiations like he has year after year after year, and what a shock. We're coming near the end, and we're apparently not close to a deal. Have they made progress? Because they've been meeting a lot the last couple days. Our guy, Tom Hauser from Channel 5, the best in the business. Lucky to have him. As often as we do, Tom would like stretch left. As fit as Tom is, we kid him about running, but Tom is in great shape. Whether it's marathons, the 5Ks, the daily commitment, whether you're a runner like Tom, like to golf and play some other things like me, Dave runs triathlons, or you're somebody who just lays on the couch too much, Stretch Lab will work with you and improve where you're at. Maybe if you're the person who's laying on the couch a lot and eating a lot, and not exercising, it will take a while, but it'll be dramatic improvement. If you're really fit, it'll be that subtle improvement where you're going to hit that golf ball a little bit further. You're going to feel fine after the round. You're going to play tennis and not worry about the calves and the quads. Whatever it might be, it could be a 12-year-old. It could be a 92-year-old. I've been going since 2019. Helps me every single time. Half off your first visit. 25 and 50-minute sessions, 11 places to go here in town. StretchLab.com. Hauser Man is back with us. Tom Hauser from Channel 5. Okay. They're meeting and meeting and meeting. Have they made substantial progress on the biggest issue, the budget?
Well, define substantial.
Yeah.
I do believe they're making progress, but here's the interesting thing. Two sources of mine who are in the meetings, earlier today, I texted each of them on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is a deal, a budget deal today? The first one said 7 and then texted back a moment later, maybe an 8. The okay. other one texted a 3. So
wow.
It's probably a 5 or a 6. So there's probably a 50-50, maybe a little better than a 50-50 chance that they agree to something today because, I mean, time is just running out. I think one thing everybody does agree on is that they will not finish by Monday at midnight. Mm-hmm. It just physically, logistically is not possible. All the thousands of pages of bills that will need to be processed after the conference committees work through them and cross all the T's and dot all the I's, it's going to take too long to do that. They'll probably end up going into a...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
short special session next week. You know, it's supposed to be done Monday at midnight. I could see them coming back. This would be, as the governor talked about today, 6 years ago in 2019. In fact, I was looking up some of our old scripts. On May 15th, with 5 days to go in the session, they finally reached an agreement, and they ended up having to adjourn on the following Monday, and then they came back on Thursday for a one-day special session and voted everything through. My guess is they're headed for that same scenario this year.
What are the biggest impediments right now?
Well, all along they have been...
That was too quick of a question. You were having a drink of water.
Healthcare.
Yeah, that was on me.
It sounded like granola bar to me.
Were you drinking or eating?
I was drinking.
Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Boy, you guys have good ears.
Yeah. Well, not Dave. Not Dave. He thought you were having...
I thought I heard a rapper.
A lasagna or something. I mean.
No, it's well past lunchtime. But what were we talking about?
Biggest impediments, the budget, and then you were having vodka while you're talking to us.
One big one, of course, is access to state health care programs for undocumented immigrants. That has ballooned from what was supposed to be an estimated $190 million to about $550 million. And that was just passed in 2023 when Democrats controlled everything. Republicans are trying to put an end to that. And as you may know, at the federal level, they're talking about penalizing any state that does provide that by reducing the amount of Medicaid funding that we get from the federal government. So that has become kind of a factor. There's the issue of aid to non-public schools for things like busing and school nurses and learning materials, you know, books and that type of thing. And then unemployment insurance for hourly school workers, again, like bus drivers, teacher aides, lunchroom workers, those types of workers whose services are not needed during the summer. But 2 years ago, Democrats said, well, you should get unemployment in those 3 months while you're gone before you come back on the payroll. And Republicans say most other sectors of employment don't get that. They shouldn't either. So those have been three of the sticking points when it comes to the budget. But then there's a lot of talk about making some changes. There's a lot of nervousness about paid family and medical leave and about how it could become the next MNLARS or MNsure, because nobody really knows how much it's going to cost, how they're going to manage it. It's going to be, you know, a big bureaucracy. And it's supposed to start up January 1st of 26, so less than a year from now. So there's talk about making some tweaks to that, about how does it, how much do small employers and farms and whatnot need to participate in all of that. So that is just another one of a myriad of issues that are out there, but those are some of the big ones.
Hauser with us. We're talking about the Capitol and what they're accomplishing and what they're not accomplishing. The governor has been on a tour a lot. He's drawn criticism, including from me on that. But here at the end, when a governor needs to be an active participant, how involved has he been? Has it been similar to his other years as governor, well before everything happened nationally with him, involving last year in the vice presidential selection?
Oh yeah, he's been very involved. I would say the last 2 weeks, you know, when it gets down here to crunch time, you know, just since I think on Mother's Day, after they had the fishing opener on Saturday, where he had several of the legislative leaders in his boat, where they kind of talked informally about the budget. But then on Mother's Day, they met from 4 p.m. till 10 o'clock at night. Then yesterday they met for another 7 or 8 hours. They went in this morning at 10. Then they had to break a little after noon because the governor went to do a briefing on the wildfires up north. So they just resumed at about 1:30 or a little after. I was just up there a little while ago and saw the lawmakers going in. So he's been very involved. He's been hosting the meetings in his office, and it's been that way pretty much on a regular basis for the past 2 weeks.
So he's giving strong indications that he's going to run, whether it's major interviews with Adam even a few weeks ago. The fundraising hasn't slowed down. What would need to happen, in your view, realistically? Because he said repeatedly at some point after the session, I need to make a decision. What would need to happen for him to say, nope, change my mind, I'm not running?
Well, you know, he's talked a lot about, I want to, you know, listen to what people are saying and see if they want me to run. I don't know if he means look at poll numbers or, you know, talk to people that he trusts who are, you know, confidants of his. I don't know what metric he was talking about going by, but I truly believe he wants to stay in office. His biggest impediment to that, believe it or not, and this is just purely conjecture, he might face, you know, maybe a primary. There might be some Democrats out there who go, look, it's very hard to win a third term.
A big name?
I don't know. I don't know any names. But you could maybe see something like that happening. But the one thing working in the governor's favor is that the Republican Party, again, appears to be in some disarray.
Some.
They have internal divisiveness. They don't have any money. The Democratic Party, once again, flush with cash. You know, Ken Martin is gone, but Richard Carlbaum is now the head of the DFL party and is a pretty sharp guy. And they're a little more cohesive on the Democratic side than they are on the Republican side. And it's so hard to know what is going to happen in these midterm elections, which generally do not work in favor of the party in power in Washington, which in this case is the trifecta Republican control. And, you know, Donald Trump's policies have been so mercurial and up and down and back and forth. Nobody knows what's going to happen from one day to the next, which also means we don't know what is the landscape going to be like a year from now. I mean, maybe the economy's taken off and people love Republicans. Maybe the stock market craters again and people hate Republicans. We just don't know. But history tells us that the midterm elections are not great for the party that is in power. People push back. And in this case, the pushback would be against Republicans. But remember, Donald Trump has broken every other norm.
Yes,
so
for sure he has.
Maybe this would just be the latest one that he breaks.
Great stuff, sir. I know you're busy. I appreciate you taking some time to join us. I'll be paying attention, and it wouldn't shock me if we reach out to you again this week. So thanks for coming on.
Sounds good, and let's get out and play some golf one of these
Absolutely.
Days soon.
Love it.
Okay.
Hauser, Channel 5. He's the best. We're lucky to have him. Jamie Yuccas, she's fabulous also. Jamie makes a regular Tuesday appearance in just minutes on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.